Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the distinguished delegate from France for the questions. I will start with the airspace question on whether or not the Chicago Convention applies, that it applies to the civil arena, the similarities between efforts to create STM, and whether this committee should be considering the Chicago Convention or whether it should be better left to COPIUS. I think that's a very interesting question because of the history of both initiatives at non-armament and disarmament, as well as initiatives for the peaceful uses of outer space. The I mentioned in my initial comments that it was a point of contention as to whether or not COPIUS should take up disarmament issues, and ultimately decided that it should only deal with peaceful issues, but then COPIUS negotiated an arms control agreement, which the Outer Space Treaty is. And then we see a resurgence of the arguments starting in the late 70s that COPIUS is not the proper forum to be dealing with those issues, the rise of the CD. But then, and I understand this group's mandate is to look at norms, rules, and principles and try to develop them for space activities, not necessarily for TCBMs, but if you look at the TCBM report from 2013, it casts a very wide net, includes the work of institutions dealing with disarmament issues, as well as purely civil actors such as the as COPIUS. I shouldn't call it civil, peaceful. And so there is certainly a confluence of effort and initiative across the board from these different organizations. And I truthfully, I mean, if it's a good idea, I don't know why this group would not consider a recommendation on regulations dealing with civil uses of space, if it could create reduced tension. On the question of bilateral or multilateral points of contact for deconfliction, I certainly think that's a terrific idea. To some extent, the Secretary General does operate in that manner from the purposes of notification and registration for the Outer Space Treaty and Registration Convention. But if it's multilaterally, but certainly more bilateral points of contact for the purposes of deconfliction of potentially troublesome space activities would be welcome, I believe. And I think there's a lot of confluence with what's happening in cyberspace, with some very interesting differences in initial direction. As you're all aware, the outer space legal environment is, I think, rather unique because there is such a strong development of robust treaties very early on in the activities. We don't see that. We didn't see that for Law of the Sea. Obviously, they developed through customary international law and state practice. And cyber seems to be moving much more in that direction. But there is so much overlap between, particularly if states are successful in eliminating kinetic ASAT tests, there then will be so much overlap between other means for disrupting satellite activity, such as cyber and radio frequency interference. If that becomes the primary modus operandi for states, then cyber is equally relevant for the work of this committee, this group.